Would that Bones could talk, the old bear grumbled. This fellow could tell us much, how he died, who burned him and why, where the wildlings have gone. He sighed. The children of the forest could speak to the dead, it said, but I can't. He tossed the skull back into the mouth of the tree, where it landed with a puff of fine ash. Go to all these houses. Giant, get to the top of this tree. Have a look. I'll have the hounds brought up, too. Chance this time, the trail will be fresher. His tone did not suggest that he held up much hope of the last. Two men went through each house to make certain nothing was missed. John was paired with Doer Edison Tollett, a squire, grey of hair and thin as a pike, whom the other brothers called Dolorous Ed.
"Bad enough when the dead come walking," he said to John as they crossed the village. "Now the old bear wants them talking as well. No good will come of that, I'll warrant. And who's to say the bones wouldn't lie, eh? Why should death make a man truthful or even clever? The dead are likely dull fellows, full of tedious complaints. The ground's too cold. My gravestone should be larger. Why does he get more worms than I do?"
John had to stoop to pass through the low door. Within he found a packed dirt floor. There were no furnishings, no sign that people had lived here, but for some ashes beneath the smoke hole in the roof. "What a dismal place to live," he said.